It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
The World Bank was established on the eve of the end of the Second World War with a mandate to assist in alleviating poverty in some of the worst hit countries. Traditionally, the bank's president has been an American citizen, as the United States holds the single most amount of its shares. Alleviating poverty is indeed a noble objective, yet the bank has come in for sustained criticism that its policies actually do much harm and contribute to the debt held by developing countries. Increasingly, too, it has been accused of what we might call global financial politics. So when El Salvador, more than 2 years ago, sought help in creating a new financial system where Bitcoin would be legal tender alongside the United States dollar, which is the national currency of El Salvador, the World Bank's response was a blunt no, much the same as the International Monetary Fund, which has been a persistent critic of the adoption of cryptocurrencies. When Argentina sought a $44 billion U.S. loan from the World Bank, the bank said it was open to providing the loan. Argentina is a proud country whose economy is struggling with one of the highest inflation rates in the world. But the World Bank told Argentina a condition of the loan was that it would put aside any plans to follow El Salvador and make Bitcoin legal tender. Paris approached the World Bank seeking a public-private partnership to finance its modernization of the Grantley Adams International Airport and boost revenues from tourism. Such arrangements, unlike direct loans, are negotiated with the World Bank's private sector arm, the International Finance Corporation. Barbados wanted more than an investment, which would earn it revenues and allow it to retain sovereignty of its real estate and operations at its loan airport. It was looking for a partner which would collaborate in increasing the number of planes coming to the airport, training, and with other developmental needs. For example, pre-clearance of arrivals with U.S. immigration authorities. But when the negotiators got down to discussion and business, the World Bank's private sector arm was stuck on Barbados receiving 11% of the revenues and had little to offer in other areas. Barbados' tourism minister recently announced that a $300 million partnership has initially been struck with a Dubai-based consortium which one could only describe as a sweet deal. Many of the development needs sought by this easternmost Caribbean island are included. Rather than annual revenues of 11%, Barbados will be receiving 40% initially and 50% in the last 10 of what could be a 25 or 30-year contract once all parties can successfully negotiate this deal. So this brings us back to the mandate of the World Bank to aid in the eradication of global poverty. Barbados is one such country which is highly indebted and is seeking to right-size its struggling economy. A partnership with the World Bank's involvement would have done very little to get Barbados back off its knees. And there goes what Blockchain Business has been saying for quite some time. Do not believe what they say. Watch what they do. Our thanks for listening to this edition of Blockchain Business. If you like the content and find it informative, you know what to do. Tune in every Friday and Monday morning at 7:10 a.m. on Voice of Barbados and encourage your friends and family members to do likewise.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.